When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It beats for you, so listen close. Hear my thoughts and...
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Oh, hello, Jennifer.
Hello.
How are you on this Friday?
Doing well, doing well. And you?
You stopped by Big Face Coffee yesterday.
I did.
What did you think?
Is it like digital?
It's so futuristic. I felt like I just walked into like some sort of spaceship or something. I don't know. It felt different.
What did you get?
It was cool. So I saw that, you know how I normally get a vanilla iced latte anywhere mm-hmm. I go. Very mm-hmm. simple. And then I saw that they also had as a syrup a salted caramel.
Mm.
So I kind of asked them to mix both vanilla and salted caramel. And it was great.
Wow.
Is it
big? Like, is it a small place? Like, what is how's the layout?
Doesn't seem like you saw anybody that worked there.
It's
right.
There was like three workers there, maybe three or four workers.
That's what a coffee shop normally has at the same time. Yeah. Like three's except for morning rush.
I mean, I was quickly attended, so it's not like I was waiting forever or anything. It's a pretty decent sized place. It just looks like there's a lot of space because it's very minimalistic. So there's like a big counter in the middle and then everything is on the walls. And then at the end, there is a little sofa area, but then there's also like little benches on the wall.
Hmm.
Benches, kind of like a bleacher style thing. And it's kind of like New York-ish. So I don't know. It was cool.
All right.
I'd recommend.
Was it expensive?
Well,
so no, I think it's like from $4 to $10, really, depending on what you get.
Standard coffee joint.
Very standard, yeah.
I mean, that is unless you play in the NBA and you're one of Jimmy's.
Unless you make $10 million,
right? Exactly, right. Of course,
yeah.
Or Goron gets it free because he's gonna steal it.
True, that's what he does.
Froggy,
yes, sir.
Just like JFig mixed up her latte.
Oh,
let's mix up the segment.
Let's do it.
The Mixed Bag is brought to you by Frog Face Coffee. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I have a question for you that we're going to determine. We're finally going to get a response by the end of this segment here to the question we've been wondering since he took over the job for the Miami Heat.
Yep.
Is Jax a child?
What?
This is something we have to figure out.
I know why.
I present to you, I think, either the second or third Grady Dick montage, courtesy of our boy Jason Jackson.
Smith, who got fouled by Dick as Smith was reaching back. Dick got all up under his arm. Dick was smothered by
Drew Smith.
Drew Smith was
none other than
all over him, draped on him. There's Dick with a little shake. Cut off. Now double team. Off that right block, had to get it back to Shed. He'll feed Dick right wing. Driving right baseline, leans in and draws a foul. The lob up top. Oh, they couldn't connect. Dick getting in the way of that one. It happened.
Nico used his length on Dick, blew past him, and Dick had no other option than to get into Nico illegally from the perimeter.
Okay, stroking. I should say, Brady Dick stroking it, right corner.
Wow. Is that not the
wow.
best work? Really?
He's the best. What can you do? That's art right there.
That is art indeed. You think he likes
that circles? Was well thought out for sure.
I feel like we've played the Raptors a couple times. How come I haven't heard much more of these for some reason?
A little shake.
Oh, God. So good. So good. I heard like even
Toronto's dick may have been out those games.
I believe he was out one of those games.
Okay.
I think he was out the last two games. So this was the return of Grady Dick, who got up to a you know, a really hot start.
He looks like he's 12, right?
He's got that feathery hair.
Yeah, but he just looks so like young. Like he's gonna be like Tobin, never had facial hair.
Oh wow.
It's only his second year. Plenty of time for more dick calls.
Plenty. Especially if he remains relevant in the NBA. And like, I mean, why doesn't he say Grady sometimes? I just don't understand. It's just,
well, it's not professional. You're supposed to, you know, by people's last names.
Absolutely.
That's how
he always
goes.
Says Drew Smith.
Well, there's two. You get High Smith, Drew Smith. You know, we all Smith for High Smith.
Wait,
you know,
correct. High Smith is his last name though.
Yeah.
So you
just kind of rolls off the tongue.
If he said Smith and Highsmith, they would be two different people. What are you talking about?
But you can understand.
You got Drew Smith, you got Highsmith. No.
I feel like on the radio, you'd want to distinguish both of them. So I understand that. You know, how dare you say Jax is playing a joke?
He's a pro's pro, for sure.
He's a pro's pro. Marconi worthy.
Mm-hmm. We know Jax. Jax having some fun with this.
He's good.
I mean, he was just delivering a professional broadcast to me.
Of course.
Oh, man.
That's good work. That is good work.
Like, he really was going all out when he said, ooh, Dick all up in his face. Like, yeah, that.
Did he say that?
Last time.
That would seem like a little bit OG. Too much. That would seem like a little bit too much.
The OG.
Guys, ready for some more in the mixed bag?
Yes.
Nah, I want to hear the montage again.
Okay. This is the original call that Leroy was referring to.
Podcast pump fake. Got Dick in his face. Kicks it back to Love for three. Yes!
So good. Oh, that's good.
That was funny.
Smith, who got fouled by Dick as Smith was reaching back. Dick got all up under his arm. Dick was smothered by
Drew Smith.
Drew Smith was
none other than
all over him, draped on him. Here's Dick with a little shake. Cut off. Now double team. Off that right block, had to get it back to Shed. He'll feed Dick right wing. Driving right baseline, leans in and draws a foul. The lob up top. Oh, they couldn't connect. Dick getting in the way of that one. It happens.
Nico used his length on Dick, blew past him, and Dick had no other option than to get into Nico illegally from the perimeter.
Gay stroking it. Brady Dick stroking it. Right corner.
Not Amy saying he used his length.
Oh, my God.
Like,
you never want to get into the perimeter illegally.
Never. Hey, you stay away.
Oh, it's a Friday.
Indeed.
What else you got in the mixed bag, Froggy?
All right, let's get a little mature, guys. Sick of you.
Yeah, grow up, dude.
Really lowbrow material. We have some Tyreek Hill audio if you guys are interested. You guys interested in a little Cheetah?
Yeah, of course.
Yes.
Cheetah, not necessarily been having the season that we all expected, but still nonetheless doing what he can to solidify this offense as one of the top in the league. most of that behind our boy Tua. Tyreek talks about how Tua's leadership has impressed him this season.
For me, Tua, ever since I got here, man, he's been great at all of those things, man. But for me, I've said it, like, he's gotten better, man, as far as, like, just being a leader, man, inside of the.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, it's Mark Schlereth with the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. The NFL season is in full swing, and I'll be here to break down all the action like no one else can. Follow and listen to the Stinkin' Truth Podcast on your free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Locker room, dog. Obviously, the word against him when I first got here was, like, nobody likes him and stuff like that. But as I began to, like, be around the guy and stuff like that, like, I can see that all, like, every guy on this team, in this building, everybody loves him, man. And just the way he, like, controls, you know, his offense, like, this year alone, like, really sets him apart, you know, from when I first got here, man. And to me, I feel like we've gotten a whole lot better. Like, a lot of people... A lot of people may look at it like at the stats and say, well, you guys were number 6, 2022, number 1 last year, and you guys are like number 15 this year. How are you guys getting better? And Tua, by far, he's gotten better, like has taken control of his offense and, you know, given us all direction on exactly like what he wants from each and every one of us. So,
wow. All right.
Well, you know, all that makes me think, though, what unbelievable harm Ryan Fitzpatrick did to Tua's career with that pity party that he threw.
That's right.
Making it seem like everybody hated Tua because, oh, poor Ryan Fitzpatrick had a boo-hoo pity party. It really is a shame.
But
greedy.
Here's the deal. And here's where you have to understand how that works. That comes from the top. So when Brian Flores treats the two quarterbacks that way and empowers one of them, right? Then he's going to feel that way when the job is given to the other one because the coach made him feel like he was the guy. And I don't necessarily blame Ryan Fitzpatrick as much as I do a coach who had talent. But instead of trying to bring that talent out, just disregarded it and dismissed it for whatever reason.
Both can blame.
This is not like college. And this is the thing I'm going to say about Bill. In the NFL, you only got 53 guys. So it's your job to make sure everybody can do everything they can to help the team win. You can't dismiss any guy. You dismiss 4 guys. Now you're at 49 guys. Right? And you can't do that. Every guy has to contribute. So why wouldn't you do everything you can to make sure that everybody is in the best possible position to succeed?
Well, it seems like they just dismissed Odell Beckham.
I mean...
with a little bit of shade from Tyreek.
I don't think Tyreek was giving him shade.
Yeah,
When has Tyreek thrown shade at anybody?
Oh, but he does everything
all the time.
I'm telling you, he meant take advantage of your opportunity when you go.
No way.
Y'all looking at it like,
I don't feel like that was shade, to be honest.
Right, it's not.
Yeah, of course.
I think Tyreek Hill was sick of hearing about the one-handed catch. He's like, all right, we get it, dude. All right.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait.
Whoa. So you agree with me, Tobin. I appreciate it.
No. See, you fell for it.
Good to know.
Let me get this straight. Mm-hmm. You were the first. My phone was blowing up. Mm. And it was still dark outside between you two knuckleheads.
Right? Knuckleheads.
Mm-hmm. Talking about Odell Beckham. And Frog Boy goes, he gets the tweet. You made your whole career on one catch.
No, he put it on the Instagram post. How many comments are you up to now? Are people roasting you?
We're at 250 comments, 10,000 likes, though.
Wow. Come on. Hey, that's a viral.
How many follows?
That's a viral comment, Marcos.
Not even nearly as many follows as there are people telling me that I don't know football. I'm a casual. I don't watch football. I'm fat.
You should hit them with the fewer yards than Mike Wallace.
Oh, no. I hit him with Thielen. Adam Thielen is the one that really hurts him. Because people have been like,
oh. Because he's a white guy?
Exactly, dude.
Exactly. Give us one more in the mixed bag.
Well, we have word as to why Pooh Smith is getting a lot of minutes. And this is Spo talking about his favorite player, Pooh Smith.
Boy, it's just when you find guys that just do winning things on both ends of the court over and over and over that can be consistent to that. That's a superpower in this league. Everybody's searching for that, but he's kind of a glue that fits. He can make any unit work. Second unit, the starters. So that's that thing I say. You know, make me watch, make me play you, then make me for sure, not even think about putting somebody else in there. And that's all going to be dictated on the scoreboard.
Yeah, more like
me. Grady dictated.
Grady dictated. That's a point.
Oh,
that's
pretty good.
Point for Toe!
What do you think of the things that really get to Spo's heart at first? Like, is it a deflection? Like, at some point, he's watching a practice. Is it diving on the floor? Is it a deflection where he's like, oh? Like, that just tickles Spo a little bit.
I think when Drew Smith...
It just tickles Spo a little bit.
Drew Smith looks over to Spo, and he says, I'm going to tell everyone what I know. That's really what Spo's like.
I just don't understand. Like, you've never had a more wrong take than this. This guy's amazing.
He's not amazing.
He's amazing, dude.
On every other team, it'd be like, all right, well, I mean, he's just a basketball player.
But he's like, he's hitting shots, too. Like, you're acting like he's a zero on offense. He's getting buckets. He's getting assists. He's ripping them. Yeah, it was a great three. Like, how many shots do you want him taking? He's a two-way player. You want him taking 30 shots a game?
I mean, he had 35 minutes yesterday. He scored 11 points.
Okay, dude.
But here's the deal. Like,
He's just a moron.
How can
he's
I put moron.
This? What?
Marco.
He's just a moron. You're an idiot.
Sound like my Instagram comments.
Marcos.
Yeah.
You are the reason why I hate stats. Because you know what's amazing about... I use my own career.
Mm-hmm.
So my average was about, I don't know, 4 yards a carry.
Pretty good.
Right? But here's what gets lost. I was the third and fourth and one guy.
Mm.
I was the goal line guy. So imagine how many times I did that during the course of my career and how much that kills your average. That being said, you have to put the 4 yards per carry in context.
So you don't get enough credit. I agree, Leroy.
No, I'm not saying
your average should have been higher.
I'm not saying that at all.
Leroy
I'm
Hoard.
Saying is that Simone. You're looking at Drew Smith.
Yeah.
And looking at his scoring.
No, I'm looking at everything.
And you're basing his contributions to the game based on his scoring when they might tell him, go in the game, facilitate, and play mad defense.
For sure they're not telling him.
That might be what they put him in the game for. If he starts chucking the ball up 10, 15 times, you know where he's going to end up? Right back down sitting next to Spo.
Or in Sioux Falls.
Or in Sioux Falls, right. So, like, don't, like, you know, I used to always get mad.
He's not Bruce Bowen, dude. He's just Drew Smith.
He might be Bruce Bowen, though, but he might be.
He might be, or he might be James Ennis. We don't know.
They're two different players, though. They're two different players.
Yeah, one of them was relevant, and the other one did something so good, he's in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, but 1990, Marcos said the same thing about Bowen.
Bruce Bowen.
And then Bruce Bowen. Then he went somewhere else and balled out.
Where's that guy?
You just sound like a clown.
You do.
And honestly,
yeah,
you're the guy supposed to. You have the untrained eye.
Okay.
You have the untrained eye. That's what you have. Your eye is untrained.
I guess.
And I'm just tired. I'm tired of your whole bit and the theatrics of all this. I really would like you to stop.
Listen,
you just said theatrics, dude.
I just say theatrics.
Can I just say this? You don't have to try. The English language is already kicking your ass.
What are you talking about?
Take a word for me, dog.
Take a break. Back after this.